Welcome, listeners from all over the world, to the stories of my life based on my doings, on silence, those runnings, as they hot, as they hot, as they hot, as they hot. It is hot, they catch fire. You see, there is this, you know, media subjugation of the value of Nigeria and Nigerians. It's an active war. Now, they just make up stories. They are just made up stories. There is no ambiguity to it. Now, based on my followings, and if you are following too, you understand, of issues happening in Palestine, you understand, the reality of the famine they have that is human, caused by human beings, Israel to be exact, you will find out that everybody has been, you know, sieving through their lies to the truth, the reality as it is today. And one of the findings is the fact that they will just give some idiots money to go and do a study to give a report they want. And, you know, all these social sciences and how useless they've become, it's really why the education itself as a body is becoming valueless. As in, yes, I agree, you go to learn medicine, you know, you get to learn engineering, you train for it. But when you talk of social sciences, you understand, and the theories within it and how senseless, you understand, their conclusions are in reality. I mean, all these things are just nonsensical. Now, there is a media drive concerning food crisis in Nigeria. And whenever you see all this nonsense they are writing, you always wonder, are you in another country? You go to social media and you see lots of varieties of street food, you understand? You see markets always open every day and people buying things. But when you now go, and the annoying thing is, the World Food Program sat down in Abuja and released to all the useless media houses. I mean, some of these media houses are just copy and paste. And I keep on asking, is there no reality to news? Is there no truth to it? Is truth, you know, valueless, you know, to the concept of information? Is falsehood allowed? Is falsehood allowed? Because when I would take my listeners back, you understand, to Miracles in Nigeria, when the National Broadcasting Corporation came out years back, that these miracles they are doing on television, they needed to substantiate it. And that was where they disappeared. But you now wonder where a country that has that same sense now throws away its sense when World Food Program comes with all these outrageous statistics and claims based on one nonsense study. And they will now carry that falsehood. They will now share it to the entire world as a truth. What is clearly a fallacy? People are traveling in, people are traveling out. They are always talking about food crisis. You see, this, what got me there yesterday, when I go home, I just went into the news. Guardian, Foreign Guardian, all of them were just carrying it. I'm trying to look for those ones, but I'm not. But I found, and I will mention those that I found, and I will read out, you understand, the headlines. And when I read out these headlines, then Nigerians will be the judge. Because as we are like this, a study says that 24.7 Nigerians are going to be hungry between June and August. Now, unlike in January and late last year, when they said it was going to be because of terrorism, they are leaving out that they said it was going to happen because of terrorism. I have not seen it anywhere. They have now come, that is a study. You understand? The same people that said 26.5 that year, but now WFP has now gone to the back front. They just write their names small. Now, let me first of all read these headlines in mainstream media concerning Nigeria as we deal like this. This Day Live, Global Agency, Food Security Deteriorating in Nigeria. The Nigeria we deal, Vanguard Newspapers, Nigeria battle to save people in 26 states from food crisis. This is according to FAO and government. It may jump to 31.5 million from 24.7 million. Good. We move. Nairamatics, 7/04/2024. I saw one day ago. Today is 8. WFP spends $99.6 million on meal vouchers, cash transfers, as food insecure Nigerians rise to 38% in 2023. Now, that is 2023. And I'm like, okay, good. That's new. They are saying they spent $99.6 million on meal vouchers, cash transfer, as food insecure Nigerians rise to 38%. That's 12% to half of Nigeria now. Inside this Nigeria. You see, when they call these statistics, why you find out that there's no reality to it is, by the time you base it out to 10 people, when you say 38%, you are saying 4 out of every 10 Nigerians are in acute hunger. You know the way they use these senseless words? As if they don't know the meaning. Good. Now, from that Naira-matics article, despite considerable financial efforts, Nigeria's battle against hunger remains daunting. Please, let me read again. Naira-matics 704-2024. I say that because when I saw it, it said one day ago, which is yesterday. World Food Program, WFP, spends $99.6 million on meal vouchers, cash transfer, as food insecure Nigerians rise to 38% in 2023. Good. Despite considerable financial efforts, Nigerians' battle against hunger remains daunting. Now, Nigeria, they talk about the country you did, so now you go measure. Whether all of us don't thin our neck, you understand, because they say 38%. They don't have to start substantiate it. And they write it, they are here. I keep telling you idiots that you have to drive them out, but now me stupid pass. I will take my stupidity any day over this nonsense. Good. We move. The cable. Nigerians to face food crisis between June and August. Kadre Hamatome Kenekon, I don't know the name, is a food and nutrition insecurity study. Leadership. 31.5 million Nigerians to face acute hunger. You understand? Business Day. Over 26.5 million Nigerians risk food crisis in 2024. Now, all these sad stories because World Food Program, once they carry that their redundant sheet of paper and they pay all these outlets, simple as ABC, bribe, they just pay them. Now, the journalists writing for printing these things, you understand, the newspapers are in Nigeria. They are not sensible enough, you understand, to know that them and their family, they chow, they shit, they grow, some people fat. Now, one idiot will come. You see, they always try to put themselves as value, as valueless as they are. I say this again. They always try to place themselves as value, as valueless as they are. Always thinking there's a story they are selling to humans that know the truth. Because we are Nigerians, we are smart. You see, WFP is not anywhere in our food value chain. They don't grow it. They don't do anything. But remember that this stupid WFP were the ones that said they were buying food for 26.5 million Nigerians. They were buying it. But their reason for doing it, this same WFP, is because they have seen into the future that terrorism will cause famine in 8 states. They have seen it. Now that the insecurity is no longer, you understand, it is no longer a claim now. You understand? They are not even now basing it on any excuse that I've seen, other than that God tell them based on, I don't even understand. You don't know all the farms in Nigeria, neither do you have any idea of all the markets in Nigeria. But you know all the problems in Nigeria through a study of how many people, how many states. They will just dash these states, bagan, they will just dash these states, bagan. How? And you know what's making me laugh? They will just say 1.2 million, yes. Some of these figures are half the population of the said state. How? You are saying, and they use words like acute, deteriorating, daunting. Inside this Nigeria we day, Nigerians, where will we collect ourselves? See, the first things you have to do is, anywhere you reach, you see this news. First of all, attack, plus the newspaper, attack, you understand, with sense. Let them know that they are stupid. You understand? Always, you see, I said they are smelling, because that's why I said they are smelling. Imagine the financial outlay to put this falsehood inside Nigerian newspapers. The Nigerian Press Council is valueless. The criminal judge, Agbulomobia, there's nothing contested with me now. He's in the news now. When a judge has an account that money is coming in, the ethics of the judiciary is one of the highest as a law in Nigeria. It's not as if it's not there. To enforce it is a problem for the president. That's why a criminal will be a judge that we all know that is a criminal. And there's supposed to be justice or a kind of hope in the first place. Talk less of putting Renew in front. What is this? How can you not take cover of your own country? Will you always allow these retards run falsehood over us? I was reading that Macron was saying now that he will do a deal. Which deal? You stupid evil. Ogun ki all of now. Nigerians, now why are we allowing this? Is it that the great we are and are just audio? You will find some retards. What is the use of the UN? They are always doing nonsense studies. You see, WFP is telling us we have food crisis, that we had food crisis in Nigeria last year. But we are seeing people eating pounded yam, fufu, egusi. We are supposed to have food crisis. So we are seeing people eat it everywhere, trying it out. More and more West African shops are opening. We are seeing Mama Put abroad. But we are supposed to have a food crisis. Meanwhile, Nigerians and Africans, because it's not just a Nigerian thing. Ask yourself. We see drug addicts. We see people complaining of living off. And they don't have any food crisis that we are seeing. People are moving out. They have now said, I said, this is UN, you understand? Make una pieces up. Chase these people out. They are not anywhere in our agricultural value chain. We grow what we eat. We have arable land. But now study them hold. And they always see evil in the future. To see good, they forbid them. Because it is only from that evil that they see that their importance stands out according to them. Because when WFP comes that we have acute food problem and they splurged out $900 million. And I'm like, if not that you are infinitely retarded, do you know how much Nigerians actually spend on food daily? You see how stupid they are? All the youths have to do is do an aggregation of how much Nigerians spend on food daily. They don't grow the food, but they have a right to buy the food they don't grow. And they now come out with the study of hunger for us. Oh my God. You know, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, how did we get here? Because all these nonsense things did not even used to come into the news in the last dispensation. It is when you came in, all these Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, all of them came back into our sphere at all. HSBC, they moved out. Buhari moved them out. You are telling us that you will do a coastal road for less than 10% in 3 years, 4 years. Everybody just like, you see, here's the thing. The WFP, they are irreversibly stupid. They are irreversibly stupid. The hunger with the sin. You see, when that bigoted Zionist, I don't even know his name because their names are not important. He said that they control the media. Do you know how stupid and you assume now because you control the media, anything you say, we believe it. Are you mad? Who they chow? You see, someone, they are saying, what did they even call Kadre? What is the spelling? Hatimonese, whatever they call it. You understand? He's doing a study. He's talking about nutrition. Meanwhile, you don't even know the variety of fruits alone that we have. You don't know the variety of anything we have. The other day, I just did TikTok. I see one Isoko boy. His sister help her early morning. You understand? He make better starch given. That one. I even today, I don't catch the name of that soup. But the soup, they all mix and they all pour and hot water. He chow. Did they give food for Nigeria? And a madman, no, they skinny. And if anywhere you go now, you always see people giving food. Nigerian youth, when are you going to move these people out? Nigerians have told them to move. Nigerians are not supporting Nigerians, you understand? To move the bastards out, the only claim they have to in this world is know where evil is. And it's because they are the evil. They will never talk of their smelling problems. They are always assuming we have problems. And that's why you now see everybody's now confused. The Jagabano, you can't reach there. Can't they follow these legberes? They do a Omolanki for street. What nonsense is this? Look at the financial outlay. They just give, what exactly is the information, what's the information about? Is it intentionally to, does the question allow the intent of spreading falsehood? There's no confirmation, no. There's no confirmation. Now, if you want to, you know, you want to have a direct contrast to all this I'm saying, you understand, eh? Please, eh? Endeavor to follow the, well, I wrote it down. There's this wonderful guy, you understand, on TikTok, that is actually, when you say someone is following the food trail, you understand, the cheapest market deal, I think it's the cheapest market deal on TikTok. Please, I hope I'm correct. You understand? Follow those guys. They are going really to where they are both producing, they are going to the market, and they are giving us real-time information. These guys, I can tell you, I've seen them in Borno. The last time I saw them, we were crossing a channel in Taraba. They were investigating why yam was expensive, and they are putting everything together. These are the people you find out that the Ministry of Agri should empower more, and they should plug in, because when you look at, you see, intelligence is never hidden. I can't remember this guy's name, but when you see him very calm, he's telling you why these things are expensive, what this the farmers are facing, the transport problem, the infrastructure problem. It is not a matter of idea. It is not a matter of a study. It is a reality. I saw that video. He was on a Kano, you understand, that could carry a car, you understand? And they were saying that what they were paying for 2,000 is now 7,000. He's making you realize. He's making you understand. Now, you will now find some idiots. They will just sit down, just carve out. See, it has been proven. They will just say, this one is a professor. What have we ever gained from all those nonsense professors? They will just sit down and start to talk what they don't know, experience they don't have. If 38% of Nigerians were in acute hunger in 2023, why come all of them are looking so gorgeous? Abu Olori Buruk Ogun Kiuna. Nigerians, Africans, I can't say enough, because at the end of the day, I really don't even know why you people even allow this nonsense. Please, help me share. Let's give ourselves sense and let's follow real people. I know there are others, you understand, because they are tour guides, there are different kinds of youths. The government of the moment does not even know that they are new, spanking brand new earning streams. People are making money in newer ways. They still follow the odor, carry the odor. You understand, as deodorant. Please do help me share. What nonsense.